Caitlyn Jenner slams radical left for transgender sports stance, using identity politics to divide us. By Joshua Klein on October 7, 2022. The left, which thrives on using identity politics to divide us, is sending America down the tubes, according to Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner, who lashed out after a girls' high school volleyball team in Vermont was banned from their own locker room after girls raised concerns about a biological male claiming to be a transgender girl using the facility. In a series of fiery tweets this week, Caitlyn Jenner, who came out as a trans woman in 2015 and underwent sex change surgery in 2017, accused the left of having hijacked minority populations and the trans community in order to divide the country. "The left thrives on using identity politics to divide us," Jenner wrote. "This Vermont story is another example of how they have hijacked and politicized the trans population, like they do with so many other minority populations in this country." Joe Biden, divider-in-chief. Jenner, 72, added. The reality star also called the enforced mixing of transgender athletes with those of their newfound gender to be backwards. "We cannot have biological boys with penises changing next to our daughters in locker rooms, and then have our daughters scolded by the school," Jenner said. "This is so backwards. Shame on Vermont," the former California gubernatorial aspirant added. In another tweet, Jenner pledged to continue to combat the radical left on these issues. "I will continue advocating for common sense solutions no matter what." ESP Ashley, on the trans in sports and schools stories becoming all too common. BC of the radical left, the 1976 Olympic decathlon gold medal winner wrote. "I am an American that loves my country and hates to see it going down the tubes to these radical leftists," Jenner added. Last week, Vermont's Randolph High School charged natural-born girls with harassment and bullying for speaking out against the administration for allowing a biological boy to change with them in their locker room, according to CAX Burlington. The girls claimed the transgender student using their facilities acted inappropriately and made insulting comments. Subsequent to raising concerns, the girls were blocked from using the facilities, in a move exemplifying why more women tend to avoid speaking out against transgender athletes. The school insists the ban is legitimate and within the law, with administrators claiming there is plenty of space where students who feel uncomfortable with the laws may change in privacy. Transgender students using changing facilities and bathrooms of their new gender has been an ongoing struggle nationwide. For several years, individual schools have created their own rules, some in keeping with trans-friendly state education rules. During the Trump presidency, the federal government looked to reverse former President Barack Obama's rules, which forced schools to give trans students preferential treatment. However, since the coming into office of the Biden administration, the federal government reasserted its dominance over the states by reissuing trans-coddling rules. Despite Biden's move to force America to accept transgenderism in school locker rooms, the states have passed their own laws and sports and education rules putting limits on transgender students. One Georgia High School Sports Association even moved to ban trans girls from merely playing with biological girls. With nearly a dozen states now passing laws to put bans and limitations on transgender athletes and more than a dozen more looking at similar laws, the issue seems ultimately destined for the Supreme Court. Jenner has long opposed transgendered biological boys competing in girls' sports. Last year, when asked about certain states that passed legislation to protect girls' sports from transgender biological boys participating in them, Jenner said, "This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school. It just isn't fair," Jenner reiterated. "And we have to protect girls' sports in our schools." In January, Jenner called on the NCAA to make the right decision to not allow biological men like transgender pent swimmer Leah Thomas to compete as a female. Instead, the Olympic gold medalist suggested that transgender athletes should either continue competing in the category corresponding to their birth gender or compete in their own separate category. In February, Jenner blamed the woke world of gender identity amid reports that parents of students at California's Los Alamitos School District alleged biologically male counselors who identify as non-binary were allowed to sleep in the same cabins as fifth-grade girls at a school-organized science camp. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.